More people working from home, better broadband, people learning new skills, adapting to climate change. Some of the big challenges for the Irish economy to compete in the coming years as it tries to cope and recover from pandemic and identified in the latest report by the National Competitiveness Council. The council, set up in 1997, reports to and advises the Taoiseach on competitiveness issues facing the Irish economy. Dr. Francis Ruan is chairperson of the NCC. Dr. Ruan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Usually when the council issues recommendations, they're for years ahead, but this time you're recommending changes now. What are they?
Well, we're recommending changes this time because of the exceptional position we are in with the pandemic. As you sort of implied there, I mean, the National Competitiveness Council's reports are normally kind of medium to long term, but the urgency of the present situation has meant that we focused quite a lot on policies that will impact on getting people back to work. This, is, we think, is really urgent because the biggest impact of the pandemic is unemployment right across the country, but differentially across sectors. And what we want to do is to make sure we don't get into a situation where people are left in long-term unemployment for a period. So we're very supportive of what the government has done so far, but we need to make sure that we get people back into work in a very systematic way over the coming period. Unlike in previous recessions, we didn't have policies available or structures available to do that. We do now have, under particularly the Department of Social Protection, we do have a whole series of structures available to help people get back into the workforce. But we need to make sure that they now are fit for purpose in the face of the pandemic.
So what are you recommending?
Well, we're recommending that the for example, the Jobs Plus programme is evaluated to make sure that it is now going to be able to give an effective response in the face of the numbers that will be coming into it because of the COVID-19 labour market conditions. We introduced, and you will be aware of this, and maybe your listeners will be, that we have these Intreo offices around the country, and these people have effectively been skilled up to do a much better service in terms of providing people opportunities to find jobs that suit them. So we want to make sure that you know, we know that they're there, we know those systems are there, and we're really calling on government to make sure that they're adequately resourced to get people back to work as quickly as possible. So that's very much on the labour market side. And then, of course, obviously, for employers, we also want them to be in a position to employ additional people.
Will more people working from home and encouraging them to do so make Ireland more competitive?
It depends. I mean, I think the issue on working from home has really become an enormous issue now in the context of what's happened with COVID. Nobody would have guessed we could do it to the scale we've been able to. But of course, as you know, it goes differentially across sectors. So you could probably be doing this job from home as I am talking to you from home.
I am, yes.
And in the past, I'd have been in the studio, or I might have been in my office when we'd be having the conversation. But there are other jobs where that's not possible. The point I think we really need to see is that this is about a kind of potential rebalancing, but we want to rebalance it in a way that's good for the productivity of the companies who are employing the people and is good for the people who are being employed. Working at a distance is very successful for people in many regards, but it's not necessarily the best thing to be done on a full-time basis. As we know, the isolation means that people aren't part of a team, they don't connect with other workers, and ultimately may damage the business. So I think over the next... already happening, this huge amount of research going on as to how this is going to work out for individuals currently working from home on a full-time basis. What would it look like when we have a kind of mixed mode working, both from home and in the office? Begs the question of what's the role of the office in the building itself, if you like, in any individual business. What are people doing when they're in there? What work can they do at home to minimise their commuting, to make their lives maybe less pressurised? So it's a balancing act, but we see this as something that will definitely be a game changer potentially for significant parts of the economy, but it'll depend on people having digital skills. It'll depend on reliable broadband to be able to work well.
In the 23 years since the NCC was set up, the track record of the government acting on your advice is poor. Will that change, do you think?
Oh, I wouldn't make a call being poor. I'm only involved as chair for the last year, so I'm very optimistic and positive about what the government is going to be doing in the next while. It has actually, in the preface to the report, the Taoiseach, it's an independent body that produces a report, but there's an indication that they're going to respond publicly to what we've said here. I hope that that'll give an incentive for a faster response, because there are some issues which are, you know, have been around for a while, which do need to be dealt with, and they need a combination of political will, they need a combination of drive within the service and resources to actually make those changes. And they're matters where government's work can actually help both people get employment and stay in employment, and businesses thrive better in a global environment.
Before I let you go, you're the current chairwoman also of the Abbey Theatre. When do you expect to be able to fill the theatre again?
I think we're obviously waiting to see what comes back from government in relation to all theatres. It's a very moving feast. Internationally, some theatres are beginning to open up. Here, we're being very cautious, which I think is the right thing to do. I think it'll be some time away, and I think the big challenge in the meantime is to make sure that the people who are in precarious employment in that sector are being looked after. They're people with volatile incomes at the best of times, and this uncertainty is coming to them at great personal cost. And then for the theatres and the venues across the country, they want to get people back. But, you know, this is from a COVID point of view, it is the trickiest environment. It's face-to-face contact and it's large numbers. So we have to wait our turn. But I think we need to be innovative and see what ways we can deal with that in the short to medium run, because all signs are that COVID is going to be with us for quite some time.
Dr. Frances Rouen, Chairperson of the National Competitiveness Council, thank you very much for speaking to us. 8:46.